Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Harold Boutte Jr., gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. Hello, doctor.
Hello, Beyonce.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining me.
I am very happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to talk today about inflammatory bowel disease and Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
You got it. And you pronounced those perfectly.
Thank you. Now, these are some very interesting issues to talk about. Please tell us, what exactly is inflammatory bowel disease?
The great part about inflammatory bowel disease is that it's not a death sentence. It's not going to shorten your life expectancy. Inflammatory bowel disease is kind of what the name infers, is that it's an inflammatory condition of the bowels. It can be of your colon, could be of your small intestine, could be both. And in terms of where geographically it's affecting your body, that is what really determines whether or not you're in the spectrum of either ulcerative colitis, which is inflammation that only stays confined to the colon, or Crohn's disease, named after Dr. Crohn from Mount Sinai, New York, first described the condition. That can affect the colon, the small intestine, sometimes, unfortunately, both. But this condition happens where your immune system is overactive, and like an autoimmune disease, your own immune system starts to make inflammation and it starts to attack your bowels, leading to damage.
Dr. Boutte, what are some of the common symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease? Someone who has IBD, what would they likely experience?
Bloody diarrhea, abdominal pain, weight loss, malnutrition, right, or malabsorption as a result. And sometimes in severe cases, issues that arise that require surgery to fix, for instance, perforation or holes that get spontaneously made in the bowels because of severe inflammation, or strictures, which are narrowings because of severe inflammation, causing the diameter of the bowel to become smaller and can create blockages.
Now, Dr. Boutte, what are some of the risk factors of inflammatory bowel disease?
So it's a great question, but I think it actually goes to the original question, which is, what causes inflammatory bowel disease, right? Mm-hmm. And who gets inflammatory bowel disease? We know that 1 in 1,000 Americans are affected by inflammatory bowel disease. Now, in terms of what causes inflammatory bowel disease, the truth is we don't know. Now, here at Northwestern Medicine, we've been doing a lot of research to try and uncover some of those answers. But at the same time, we still don't know what leads to or causes someone to have inflammatory bowel disease. There have been a lot of postulations or theories in terms of what could contribute. Genetics is one thing, environmental factors, smoking, not smoking, carcinogen exposures or things like that. Microbiome, for instance, or the makeup of bacterial composition within the intestines, or dysbiosis, which is a change of that bacterial composition because of maybe early antibiotic exposure as a child. There are a number of things that have been thrown out that could potentially contribute to someone developing inflammatory bowel disease. But in terms of having one unifying reason for one person to have it and the other person to not have it, we don't know. And anybody who tells you that they do, they probably lying to you, or they're sitting on a secret that they haven't shared with the rest of us. You know, it takes a multidisciplinary team to diagnose somebody with inflammatory bowel disease. And we're fortunate enough here at Northwestern Medicine to have a nationally recognized Inflammatory Bowel Disease Center of Excellence and a very, very multidisciplinary team that works well together, composed of physicians, surgeons, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, dietitians, all to help not only diagnose inflammatory bowel disease, but also to manage inflammatory bowel disease.
Dr. Harold Boutte Jr. is a gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. Dr. Boutte, what is that one takeaway that you really want listeners to know about inflammatory bowel disease?
It's so important, in my opinion, personally, that we try our best here at Northwestern Medicine to create an environment where you feel safe, where you feel like you're not talking to somebody who doesn't get it, you're talking to somebody who understands what you're going through. We specialize in this, so you're not going to shock us. You're not going to gross us out by these kind of things. You've done nothing wrong. I think that's the other thing to think about it. Since we don't know the cause of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, the one thing I can tell people definitively is that they did nothing wrong to develop this type of disease. This isn't their fault.
Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, along with Dr. Harold Boutte Jr., gastroenterologist at Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center.